Belinda Baxter Estate Agents. Could this be your forever house? For sale, Hunter's Moon. Set in idyllic gardens and grounds in the Peasbrook Valley, Hunter's Moon is in need of some updating, but its perfect proportions and enchanting features will delight the potential purchaser. It is here that the novelist Margot Willoughby penned her most famous works, no doubt inspired by the breathtaking views. It enjoys complete privacy, yet is only 2 miles from the Cotswold town of Peasbrook, with regular trains to London Paddington. It is expected that interest in Hunter's Moon will be high, so an early viewing is advised. The Forever House. 2 miles out of the Cotswold town of Peasbrook, you must keep your eyes peeled for a left-hand turn into a tiny narrow road. There is no signpost, so be careful or you might easily miss it. The road is no wider than a tractor, and it meanders between high hedges for half a mile before plunging into woodland. The branches of the trees meet overhead like a guard of honour, and the grass grows down the middle of the tarmac, leaving a trail for you to follow. You will wonder more than once if you are on the right road, for it seems endless and to lead nowhere. Your stomach will swoop as you go over a tiny humpback bridge, and eventually you will arrive at a set of square pillars, each topped by a golden ball of stone. Moss has set in, and the gates are hanging off their hinges, but you will know you have arrived at Hunter's Moon, even though there is no sign. Swish through the pillars and along the drive. You'll find the house at the end, nestled in the cleavage of 2 hills, overlooking a tiny tributary of the River Peas. In spring, which it is now, it is surrounded by a swathe of bluebells. In summer, fat bees sway drunkenly about the flower beds. In winter, a dredging of snow settles upon it like a white fur stole on a woman's shoulders. In autumn, as the last of the leaves cling to the trees in a blaze of copper glory, the Hunter's Moon lights up the valley at night. The Hunter's Moon that gives the house its name. Hunter's Moon looks perfect in whatever it wears, and it is just the right size. Not so large as to be unmanageable, but with plenty of hiding places, and room for parties, impromptu gatherings which turn into laughter and dancing at the drop of a hat. Yet snug and cosy when all you want is to curl up by the fire. For the very best houses can be whatever you want them to be, depending on the mood and the season and the occasion. Hunter's Moon is the perfect forever house. But nothing, as we know, lasts forever. Chapter 1. Belinda was able to find Hunter's Moon easily, because she'd done a dry run the day before to make sure she wouldn't be late. She'd been caught out once too often, lost down a country lane with no landmarks, so she always did a recce before evaluation. That way she arrived for her appointment prompt and unflustered. There was nothing worse than driving around in circles, sweating and swearing at the sat-nav. After 12 years in the business, she'd got serenity down to a fine art. A dry run and a fine dusting of face powder to her cheeks, which had a tendency to rosiness, and she always appeared calm, even if she didn't feel it.